Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to the Middle East today to press Israelis and Palestinians toward long-stalled peace talks after that 11-day air war that killed more than 250 people, mostly Palestinians. Last week's ceasefire brought some relief, but there is a full-blown humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territory of Gaza. The UN reports that more than 1,000 homes were destroyed by Israeli bombing. Hospitals and other healthcare facilities were damaged, including a COVID-19 testing center. Thousands of Palestinians were displaced, and many continue to struggle as volunteers and workers push to bring water and electricity back online. Matthias Schmala is director of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East. He joins us from Gaza. Matthias, what do you see?
Well, a bit more than 2 days now after the ceasefire, there remains a sense of relief. There is growing, I think, a sense of worry that this is not it. You know, I've had many colleagues, Palestinian colleagues, that is, talk to me about this was round four, implying there will be round five. And then I think the most serious impact, and for me the biggest part of what you refer to as humanitarian crisis, is the damage on people. You know, a colleague described this to me as an attack on our soul. Another one said, if you think I'm feeling okay and I'm normal, I'm not. And if anyone tries to tell you they're normal, please be skeptical, because you just cannot, as an adult or a child, live through four wars like this and think it's normal.
Yeah. Well, give us some context. This was a people already impoverished because of Israeli and Egyptian blockades to stop the flow of any possible arms to the militant group Hamas, which rules Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And we know that, for instance, after the 50-day war in 2014, international donors, you know, pledged $2.7 billion in reconstruction assistance. But critics of Hamas say that they either, you know, take those funds for militant means, or they just can't properly govern. What do you think is most needed, and do you trust the governorship there to carry it out?
So what is most needed from my perspective is the following. Number one, the thousands of homeless need to be supported through a transition period until their homes can be rebuilt or repaired. And we will try as UNRWA to support those among them who are registered refugees with us, with a kind of transitional cash for rent arrangement probably, and we'll then try and help them rebuild in a self-help manner. That's one big need. I think a second big need, and we're really looking into that, we have 285,000 children in our schools. 20 of the 60 children killed were in our schools. So there's huge mental health support needs. So we're trying to organize that for our schools. And I really think mental health support cannot be underestimated. And then thirdly, led by the UN, and we're part of that, the World Bank and the EU, a comprehensive damage assessment is being planned, for example, of the health infrastructure. And on that basis, we'll then have to develop plans and budgets. As to your question on do I trust the people here, it's not a question of trust. What I can tell you is that in post-2014 and in my 3.5 years here, we have been able to fully account for the resources being given to us. I obviously cannot claim that for all the aid that comes into Gaza, but the aid we control is used for the right purposes.
Yeah, I almost hate to ask this next question because, as you said, the people there seem like in an unbearable state, and have been for a while, but then this, you know, incredible bombing, entire families wiped out. But is there any sense that, especially with social media, in this most recent convulsion of violence in the region, there's such an awareness? Is there any sense that this time, maybe some of the larger problems, moving towards some kind of two-state solution, some kind of help for people who have been sort of frozen there, something might happen?
You know, there is a hope that it will, for sure. You know, and I think one reason for that is that the U.S. administration is at least talking to both sides. As you know, the previous one wasn't talking to both sides. So I think the U.S. has regained some credibility as a broker or mediator, and that gives people some optimism. But there's also a lot of skepticism. I think I mentioned earlier, quite a few colleagues are referring to this as round four. And, you know, 73 years or so after, as they see it, the Palestine refugees, they were kicked out of their land or their forefathers were. There is a growing sense of a solution just not being around the corner that will prevent further violence. So it's hope mixed with a healthy dose of skepticism and realism.
Matthias Schmala, director of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East, speaking to us from Gaza. Matthias, thank you very much. Best to you.